Free Talk Live. We're launching here into the third hour of the program. You may dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, so you can enjoy the features, and other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites, so go and take ours for free, freetalklive.com. We'll go right back into your phone calls about what you want. We'll talk to Bill, listening in Indianapolis at WXNT. Bill, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I really didn't have a whole lot more. I didn't want to drop off and be rude or anything. And I just want to thank you very much for being there 6 nights a week now instead of just once a week on Saturday nights. I really appreciate it.
Well, we've always been there 6 nights a week, but WXNT has recently added, as of the last few months, our weeknight program, which I, of course, am very pleased with.
And thank them.
I think, yeah, you should give the station a call and talk to the program director there, Scott, and let him know that that you appreciate the ability to listen to Free Talk Live. There's only one more thing they need to do, and that's take our first hour of the show during weeknights.
Yeah, we've only got 2 out of 3, but that's a lot better than just three hours a week.
Moving in the right direction, hey, there's no doubt about that.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you. And that's what the show does. I mean, we get on a station on Saturday nights, and that's kind of our foot in the door. It's always been
the plan, yeah.
Right, that's always been my intention, is to give radio stations something to put on their air on Saturday nights, because for whatever reason the big syndicates don't want to put any live content on the weekends for the most part.
A lot of times they're forced to take, if they want to take, say, one of the big names, they're forced to take their best of show on the weekend.
Right. That's what they call a rerun.
Yeah.
They take an hour or two or three, whatever, from the week, and then they run it again, and they just slap on the title best of the last week. Everybody knows it's a rerun.
And you know, in the old days, I think, is it because of competition from other things like television on the weekends and other forms of media?
What because of that competition?
Well, the fact that they don't have a lot going on the weekends.
But they're not competing. I mean, they're not even bothering, right?
Right, they're not trying to compete, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know what their excuse is. I think it's just probably laziness.
I don't know. I think that largely talk radio falls off a cliff on the weekend because the talk radio stations don't have sort of what their format is to provide during the week. There aren't that many open lines, current events, shows that are produced for the weekend.
But so, why not?
Well, is that the talk radio station's fault? That they don't have somebody who's for that because the marketplace has become monopolized by a few large syndicates? It's not their fault. I mean, you know, they put on these garden shows or these home improvement shows. Some people want to hear them, some people don't, but they're a deviation from the normal format, which is if most talk radio stations, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., have a format where people talk about issues and current events and politics and things like that. And then on the weekend, they talk about gardens, and they'll do reruns and baseball and, you know, sports and stuff. So it makes it's
all over the map on the weekends, I mean, no doubt. But there's no reason why there can't be both locally produced talk shows that are live on the weekends and or syndicated talk shows like ours that are live on the weekends. There's no reason why it can't be done.
I think a talk radio station will probably see larger market share if they continue to stick to format. It doesn't make any sense that the oldie station would play country music on the weekend. It doesn't make any sense that talk radio would then switch to some other...
Sometimes they do play music.
...different type of talk on the weekend.
Right, right. So, again, the question still stands as to why they don't do it, why they do not provide live, caller-oriented, issues-oriented talk. And, you know, and there's some of it. There is some of it out there. I think the Clear Channel or Premiere has the weekend show that they do. And there are a handful of shows. There's literally nothing on to compete with Free Talk Live on Saturday night.
In our time slot. Yeah.
Not that I have a problem with that.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of nice. But it's a sad statement. And I think it's just got to be laziness. I mean, come on, how expensive is it to produce one more show? I mean, if you're already running a network all week long, what's the big deal in doing a Saturday
show? If you have
a
studio, likely on the weekend, you can get somebody to come in for virtually free, if not free, to do a show. And if that person provides a good show, then you have a local show. Give them the opportunity to sell ads and take a percentage off of it.
1-800-259-9231. Anyway, I can start, you know, I can ask questions all day and all night as to why some people do things a certain way in this business, but it doesn't matter because we're doing what we think is appropriate.
Doing our best.
Taking your phone calls about what you want. Ladies first, we go to Sheila, listening in Maine to WEGP up in Presque Isle. Hello, Sheila.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Hey, great, Sheila. What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to the first hour of your program.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a joke, is it? In Raleigh, if you cut a twig off a tree, that you're this is a joke, right?
No, no. It was coming from a legitimate news source in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they were fining, for those just tuning in, they were fining a church $100 per branch to a total of $4,000 in this particular instance, fining them $4,000 for what they call excessive pruning of at least one tree, maybe more than one.
Unbelievable. This is, the United States is getting almost as bad as Russia.
You know, it's interesting. When I was a kid and, you know, riding around in my mom's 1971 Cutlass with the Cabrio top, and I asked, "What, Mommy, what's wrong with those Russian people?" You know, as in, like, you know, 4 or 5 year old wouldn't really know what was bad about those folks.
Yeah.
You know, she said, well, there they make children snitch on their, you know, tell on their parents. And,
right.
You know, there are school programs where kids can, tell on their parents to the DARE officer for smoking pot. Don't worry, kids, we'll help your parents out. There are programs where kids can walk down, you know, walking home from school can report neighbors with their grass too high. It's insane.
Oh. I know one thing. I don't think I would ever want to go to Raleigh. And, you know, where I live in Maine, I just cut down some shrubs. And I probably, if I was in Raleigh, would have been fined probably about $10,000. So this $4,000 is going to the government.
Sure
is. I'd like to know whose pocket it's going in.
The bureaucracy that collects it will probably go to their bottom line. And thank you, Sheila, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231.
They use fines for paychecks and that kind of thing. They just kind of grow their bureaucracy. That way, the head bureaucrat gets more as his department grows.
This is Charlotte. Is that the same as Raleigh? Is that in
Raleigh? I don't know. I think she kept saying Raleigh, and you kept saying Charlotte.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know what the geography is of all of North Carolina, but... Anyway, it's just awful news. And it's not uncommon, though. Please don't think for a moment that just because it happened, it happened in Charlotte, but it won't happen here. Well, just give them time. Maybe you are right, and you live in an area where you're not as heavily regulated as, for instance, some other places like Longboat Key, Florida, where, Mark, I think you're aware of people who have to actually beg for permits in order to paint the inside of their house.
I've heard that, putting down new carpet or flooring.
Yeah.
Permit time.
So... obviously, some places are better off than others, and in many cases, you'll actually have an increase in freedom by simply moving to New Hampshire, because there generally are less regulations. I believe New Hampshire is one of the lowest states as far as the regulated industries or licensed businesses.
I couldn't tell you. And coincidentally, it's also consistently rated as one of the healthiest states, one of the highest quality of life states.
It's true.
So
safest.
One of the safest.
Yeah.
If your quality of life doesn't include... ice and snow.
Yeah. So anyway, my point being that just because it's happening in Charlotte doesn't mean it won't happen in your area or isn't already. That these code enforcing types are... I remember living down in Florida. They had, in Sarasota, Florida, they had code enforcer vehicles that would go around looking for people who had these violations.
They're just fundraisers.
Right, just this piddly little crap where they would cite people for things. And now in other places, like up here in Keene, New Hampshire, there are code enforcers, but the way they supposedly work is they only operate on complaint. So up here, some busybody neighbor has to complain on you before the code enforcer will come out and enforce. That doesn't mean there aren't stupid codes here, too.
And there's certainly busybody neighbors.
But it does mean that there's less of the nonsense as a result of that. 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, a story about an EMT who made a call to the police after a gang fight, apparently. And he thought that the police were going to help make things better. What coming up? We'll explain what happens. Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You may bring up whatever you'd like, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website. Go to freetalklive.com, enjoy the features there, news updates, get signed up for them. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. To get signed up, you can follow the emailed updates. You can do Twitter, Facebook, whichever one works best for you, or more than one. If you'd like, go to news.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI, it's a company that helps your business with accounts receivable. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. So if you can help support him by doing business with SACL CAI, you won't regret it. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. So we mentioned earlier and kind of got off on a discussion about police abuse and what to do about the fact that the police just get away with murder and then get paid vacations as a result of that, and if some sort of settlement has come to, as was happened in Seattle with the whittler who was shot to death by a cop after 4 seconds. It took 4 seconds before the cop pulled his gun and started blasting this guy from when he started yelling at him, essentially. And the man was partially deaf, had iPod headphones in, and he didn't even hear a word that was being said to him.
He executed the student.
Right. So the cop, of course, not charged with a crime. The city ends up settling for $1.5 million to the family in this particular case, which seems to be a clear admission that something was wrong, but yet the cop is not in any way held personally responsible for his actions, and I believe is still on the police force. So there's another story here that's actually posted as a comment to this story over at Reddit. A few years ago, I lived in a bad neighborhood and witnessed a quasi-gang fight, one gang and one group of college-age kids that may or may not have been a gang. I called the cops, and after it broke up, stepped onto my porch to make sure that there were no pressing injuries. I am EMT trained. Turns out that the college kids lived just a few blocks down, and one of them had made a catcall at a female in the gang. There were no punches, or excuse me, there were punches, but no weapons, and it seemed to have been peacefully-ish resolved. However, he called the cops. So, 8 minutes later, an officer arrives on scene, sirens running. He literally screeches to a halt 30 feet down the road, cutting off a bicyclist. He is immediately out of the car, grabs the cyclist, and starts swearing at him. Where the F are you going? What the F do you think you're doing, you piece of S?
Oh my God. Ooh,
unprofessional.
Takes a second, but all five of us, still waiting for the officer, realize what the confusion must be. The guy on the bike is young, white, and male, and I guess it could be mistaken for one of the descriptions that I phoned in. We start walking over and call out that we were the ones that were involved, slash the reporter of the crime. We're met with more profanity. Stay right effing there! Don't move, S-bags! So we don't.
What?
The gentleman on the bike is taking this in much better, in much better stride than has been expected. He's remained calm despite being face-to-face with the cop swearing at him.
Right, an S-bag.
And being manhandled. He repeatedly asks what he's done wrong and if he's under arrest. Each time he's told that he isn't. He then asks if he's free to go. He's told that he isn't. Finally, after a good 90 seconds being pushed, shoved, and hit by the officer, he responds with, "You know, F you, man." Immediately, the officer takes a swing at his face and tackles him football style backwards. In the process, his head hits the curb and he starts convulsing. I hand my phone, which has been recording video for the past 60 seconds, to one of the others and start forward, calling out that I'm a trained medical responder and the officer needs to let the man up for medical aid. At about 15 feet from him, the officer finally acknowledges me and asks me, "What'd you say, S-head?" I repeat, "He needs immediate medical attention. You need to let him up." The officer pulls his sidearm on me, hesitates, and tells me to get on the ground. Unexpected, but I comply. As soon as I'm down, he radios an officer in distress. It goes downhill after that. As the second patrol car shows on scene, I'm placed in cuffs by the first officer. In the process, my head is picked up and slammed into the ground several times, slicing my face up. Myself and four others, who were basically attacked by a gang, are all arrested and charged with disturbing the peace, inciting a riot, resisting arrest. I'm charged with assault on a police officer, assault with a deadly weapon, battery, yada, yada, yada. He wrote that in there. The biker is taken to a hospital. The cell phone that was recording the incident is taken out of the pocket of the guy I gave it to, along with several others, and left on the ground. When I get my phone call, I include instructions to retrieve it. Each one has been run over several times with a car.
The cell phones?
Yeah, how'd that happen? Sure, it's just a coincidence. Wouldn't have been the cops that would have done that. I go to jail. Being unable to scrounge up $100,000 or $10,000 for a bondsman, I stay in jail. The trial lasts a long time. The first officer lies on the stand. Additional officers who arrived on scene later lie on the stand. The dash cam from the first car, which had a clear shot of the entire incident, had...
mechanical problems.
Technical difficulties. And no video was recovered from it. Despite legal requests, making eyewitness accounts the only available evidence. The other folks in question are told that if they testify that I was threatening the officer, that all of their charges will be dropped. I got the impression that my public defender didn't really believe my account, but he was professional enough to go with it. How'd I get off? If what I assume had to have been a Hail Mary, my PD was having the officer walk through the event in front of a jury. When the narrative reached the point of me getting my Miranda, the PD interrupted, public defender, and asked which had the officer pulled the cheat card out with. I think hand is what he means. Since he was still trained on me and had the cuffs in hand, the officer said he recited them by memory. When asked to recite them there, he was unable to correctly do so, which rendered his testimony unfit and got me off with an anger management class rather than hard time.
Holy mackerel.
Mm.
I fully expected to be shot when the officer pulled his gun. So that's what you get for calling the cops. Guy thought he was doing the right thing. He thought that, there's a fight going on out in front of my house, so I'll call the one police protection squad I have access to. I will call the violent monopoly and hope, cross my fingers, and hope that they come in here and try not to escalate the situation. Which is, of course, exactly what they did. Rather than ascertain what was going on by calmly asking questions of the obviously calm people that were on the scene at that time, they come in with almost guns a-blazing. Certainly with their fists a-blazing and their attitudes.
That's nuts. That's nuts. That's a crazy story.
Is my imagination or these cases like this seem to be greatly increasing in the past few years?
Maybe it's just because we get to hear about it now. Maybe it's because anybody can post this. This is a comment on a website. This isn't an official news story.
Not even a news story. Ian, I remember when we started this show doing the nationally syndicated thing in 2004, and we would sit there sometimes over our computers and say to each other, you know, there's just no Liberty News today.
But news travels differently today than it did back in 2004. It's social media now. It's
more blogs.
Right.
And comments on blogs. And
exactly right. Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything. Jeff is in Oregon. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a couple of comments. The first one,
sure.
I have a 4-year-old daughter, and she likes to watch cartoons, and in those cartoons there are some characters that like to dance. Well, she imitates those characters. So we go to the shopping mall and she dances, you know, wherever. So what would happen if I took her to the Jefferson Memorial and she started dancing?
I love the idea of having kids participate in activism.
Rescue.
Yeah, I love the idea of doing that. If you want to stick with us, we can talk about kids and activism here in a moment. I think that involving kids in activism can be incredibly powerful, but at the same time also involves risk.
Yeah, a lot of people call it a child abuse.
Because people don't want their kids to get taken from them. More coming up here, you can take control of the airways, and you are dealing with a violent monopoly, and they very well could do that. Free Talk Live.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Design our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoodsDirect has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see what I mean. And if you're a lady listener, get details on being part of the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. I've been getting more Bitcoins because I see their value going up, at the very least as a commodity, and more places are taking them. You can go to weusecoins.org in order to find out more. It's weusecoins.org.
All right, we continue with your phone calls. Jeff, I believe, is still with us in Oregon. Jeff, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
So, on what I was saying before, I'm not suggesting making activism out of the D.C. with kids. I'm suggesting, what if I go there as a tourist, not even having any idea about any of this, and my kid starts dancing? You know, are the police going to arrest my kids or arrest me?
Odds are good. If you're just there on your own on any old day with a kid dancing, you'd probably be just fine, because they're not going to pick on a little kid in that instance.
But there will be people on Saturday, when these people go back there to do their protest and the dance and that kind of, that have kids, because there's a lot of people that wander around Washington, D.C. They take their kids. So some of those kids are going to be of the age that, oh, wow, there's a big group of people dancing here. I mean, we took my son Jack to the drum circle in Sarasota on Sunday night on Siesta Key Beach, and he brought his drum, and he just drummed like these people were normal, mm-hmm. right? And he just had the greatest time in the world. Look, a bunch of people who love drums just like me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to him, it's not hippies with juggling flaming balls or whatever. To him, it's just normal.
Yeah.
As far as getting you're saying you don't want to get your child involved in this. You don't want to show up with a child on Saturday and have, you know, a 7-year-old or something like that out there dancing.
Well, the risk is too much for me and my family. I mean, yeah. So that's that.
Yeah, it's a shame. I totally understand. I don't blame you for that. I don't blame anybody for not wanting to put their family on the line or their kids on the line. But on the other hand, when I have seen young people involved in activism, it's been incredibly useful and interesting and persuasive because, just to give you two examples, one point, a young lady, probably 7, 8 years old maybe, and her mom came to Keene one day, Luther, one of our former co-hosts, who may actually be coming back on here in the show in the coming days. But Luther was trying to put on a flea market, and this young lady and her mom had come out and began selling, I guess young girl, begun selling ice cream and limeade. And the cops came out and they threatened everybody with arrest. And so they essentially shut down a little girl's limeade stand here in Keene. And that is just, for whatever reason, people pay more attention to those sorts of things than they do when, if you were to say, for instance, start selling limeade as an adult, people that are onlookers, people that see the video online,
they could care less.
They wouldn't be as interested in that. So having a child out there doing activism is, I think, a very interesting perspective to share with people, and it certainly makes for some interesting situations. But there is always that chance that the police may decide to target you and teach you a lesson. So I don't blame you, man. Anything else you want to share?
Just real quick, I wanted to share a police story. My father owns a house. It's a rental house, and the house got flooded out, and for whatever reason, the insurance didn't pay for it. So he's got this house that he can't rent. He still has a mortgage on it, whatever. It's kind of out in the country, out in the back. Well, he goes over there one day, and he notices that the locks have been changed on the garage, and the windows have been boarded up.
Okay.
So, of course, what does he do? He calls the police, you know, because somebody's squatting in his garage or meth lab or whatever, you know?
Boy.
So he called the police, and so they wouldn't even let him be on site, but they went over there, and they busted on the door and whatever. They didn't find anybody there, but here's the thing. So he shows up there after it's all done. They're like, well, we didn't find anything there, you know? And then because he had some weeds that had grown up or whatever, they wanted to search the entire house. So they did that, and so then it's just like, well, now that we're here, we can see all the codes that you're violating and all, you know, everything else. And they started slapping fines on him, and code enforcement officers got involved, and they're still dealing with it. This is going to cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars probably because, I mean, you can't just have...
or whatever?
Well, I guess because the house has been dilapidated because of the water damage, they want to fix it. You know, and
did you just tear it down?
Well, for several hundred thousand dollars, you might as well at that point, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know, but it's just like he's got some long term plans with the house now, and that's completely out the window now because, you know, it's just like if you don't absolutely have to call the police, don't do it. That's all I'm saying.
That's the lesson that I think is very clearly being taught by these stories, where for their effort in calling the police, people are in some cases harmed physically or in this case threatened with violence and fines and such. And thanks for the call and the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Jeff.
I wonder if the police cars still say to protect and serve on the door.
In some places I think they do.
They used to. That used to be pretty universal.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know what the truth is. They're there to protect and serve. the state.
And themselves.
They're there to protect their jobs. They're there to protect their department.
Not all. We should say that. To be fair, let's be fair here. I mean, there are still good police officers.
Overall, they do what they're told.
And decent police
departments. And that is protect the state.
Yeah. You know, largely that's the case. I mean, it's sad, but if you were tried to be a law enforcement officer that, in fact, didn't aggress against somebody who was not committing a crime against another person, so you let go, you know, pot smokers or underage drinkers who weren't driving or something like that, you're not going to keep your job for very long. Those guys, unfortunately, the system's set up that it drives guys like that out.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. We continue. Captain Ned in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Captain Ned.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's
up, Captain?
Hey, I just like to say that about involving the kids in these protests that, by the way, this dancing at TJ's is shaping up nicely. The
yep.
Ghost of our founding fathers is going to love this weekend. Anyway, here's a quote right from Jefferson about this. Say, whether peace is best preserved by giving energy to the government or information to the people, the West is the most certain and most legitimate engine of government. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people.
Kids what is the most certain engine of government? I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit there.
Educate and inform the whole mass of... Okay, let me start it over.
All right, please.
Say, whether peace is best preserved by giving energy to the government or information to the people. This last is the most certain and the most legitimate engine of government. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people, I would say children, of course. Enable them to see that it is in their interest to preserve peace and order, and they will preserve them. And it requires no very high degree of education to convince them of this. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. Thomas
well,
Jefferson.
Unfortunately, when you put the government in charge of education, you get a real problem. You get
That's not what he's saying there. He says educate the people. They're the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. And here's one more quote by
but
Jefferson.
It sounded to me like he said that that was like one of the legitimate roles of
was
government.
A proponent of government education.
No.
I believe I heard that earlier in the quote, but okay.
Well, let me read it word for word, okay?
No, you're, I thought you just did.
Well,
it's only the first two sentences in, so go ahead.
Okay, let me read the second one for you. I know of no safe depositor of the ultimate powers of a society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with absolute discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. This is the true corrective of abuses of constitutional power. Thomas Jefferson.
Thanks, Captain. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 1-800-259-9231. Unfortunately, some people in government think it's education to charge you $4,000 for trimming your tree out front.
Yeah, that's educational. You won't do it next time.
Right, we're coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back.
Woo-hoo!
But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop. Break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m., 8 Central, only on History.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring us whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoyed this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find a list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world, things like printing out flyers or putting up a banner on your website, etc. Different things, and most of them free or very low cost. So go to promote.freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. We go to you, your thoughts, your calls. Mark, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, Mark.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just going to say, I watched that stuff. Well, first of all, I'm no friend of the cops, okay, believe that. But I watched that stuff on the news about the people dancing and getting arrested
at
the Jefferson Memorial. And there's a little bit of bullcrap with that. I mean, it just so happens to be none other than the Code Pink people. Okay.
What's wrong with that? Code Pink.
It's not like that they just happened to be there.
There was a lady there.
It was
a
schedule. It felt like dancing.
No. It was a scheduled protest for a. Let me tell you what happened so that you're clear. About 2 years ago, a small group of I guess, liberty activists, not Code Pink people, went out to the Jefferson Memorial on Jefferson's birthday at midnight. It was a Saturday to kind of dance expressively, silently, to little music in their ears. And the security guards came out, told them that they couldn't dance there. They stopped dancing. They asked some questions. The security guards finally got sick of being asked questions and arrested one of the people who asked too many questions and popped her in jail. It took a couple of years for this trial to come to fruition. The judge ruled that dancing is not allowed, basically, and that the security guards were right in doing so. These people planned a protest in order to protest the ruling of the judge. So it wasn't so happens. I mean, yes, they were there for a very specific purpose, to dance. They announced it to these, you know, to everybody.
It was a civil disobedience event, and the lady from Code Pink and her boyfriend were there, and that was, to my knowledge, the only lady from Code Pink that was there. She had a Code Pink t-shirt on, so certainly wasn't hiding that information. Or maybe it was the guy that had the Code Pink shirt. Somebody had a Code Pink shirt on. And so what if it was Code Pink? What does that mean? It's an anti-war group composed primarily of women. What's the problem with that?
Well, you know, it's just like the cliche goes, okay? No matter how good a point you have, you know, nobody's going to listen to you if you sound or act like an idiot.
Well, who was sounding like an idiot, sir?
Everybody sees that. It's that same old lady from Code Pink, that little scrawny woman. She must be the leader of them or something, because every time there's a hearing in Congress, she gets drug out by the hair of the head. I mean, wherever the woman is...
What is your... Wait a minute. Who said something bad? I mean, the woman was arrested for dancing with her boyfriend. What's the problem? I mean, what did she say to you that was stupid?
She came there to get arrested, didn't she?
No, she did not want to get arrested.
Actually, yes, she didn't want to.
So she just happened to show up there. And
No, she was invited there by Adam Kokesh and Ed and the guys that organized that protest. They know her. They live there in D.C., and she was invited there.
Yeah, well, she showed up to get arrested, and she did. Well,
she did not want to get arrested. According to her own statement, she was surprised that she was actually being arrested for dancing. She didn't think the cops were actually going to do it.
But if she, and some of the people did, the ones that weren't there for Code Pink, you're right. You have identified one person that was there for Code Pink. That does not mean that everybody was there for Code Pink. Are you clear on that?
But you know you can't.
That is not an answer to that question.
Okay, I'm clear on it.
Okay,
but you can't taunt these people, you'll lose. Are you clear on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
but that doesn't make it right. Right?
I mean,
it's wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
It's
I'm
wrong, isn't it?
But you can't push these people.
Okay, so
somebody's got to do it, right? Otherwise, they're going to just grow the government as big as they want and do whatever they want. Somebody's got to stand up and say no more, don't they?
I understand that, but the thing is, as soon as people see that girl's face, they automatically are turned off by her.
I don't think that's true.
Who
I don't
are
think
you?
That, I don't
all
think that
does.
One
that's
out of 100
does.
People recognizes this lady's face.
I had never heard
this before.
I had no idea who this lady was. I figured she was one of the many members of Code Pink. I'm taking your word that she is one of the organizers.
She's
who cares,
TV,
dude? What is your
day.
Problem with her? How? I mean, what is the
I'm
problem
saying,
with her going on television and speaking for peace?
I'm just saying that as soon as people see her, they are turned off.
I don't think that's true.
I don't care about the other people. Mark doesn't think it's true. I'm asking you, why are you turned off by a woman who cares enough about peace to go out, put it on her t-shirt that she cares enough about peace, and go out and speak out about peace? What is the problem with that?
I just think she has false pretenses. She's not interested in peace. She's interested in getting on TV and causing trouble.
Causing trouble? What are you talking about, causing trouble?
She likes to get arrested and get on TV.
What's wrong with getting arrested?
Every day.
What is wrong with it? Rosa Parks got arrested. Gandhi has been arrested. What is wrong with getting arrested, sir?
Okay. All right. Never mind. You can't win with you people.
I'm asking you a question.
My point is that every time, like I said, people get turned off.
All right, you're repeating yourself now. Thank you for the call. I've heard that 5 times in a row. Okay, so you get turned off because somebody is an activist? That's what turns you off?
I don't think that most of America knows who this lady is. I mean,
most people don't watch the news. Most people don't watch Fox or MSNBC. Or
I don't think you're talking about 1 out of 1,000 people could identify this lady as the Code Pink lady.
She's a hero, as far as I'm concerned.
I didn't hear about it. I, you know, I mean, if she's an activist, she's an activist. I'm not surprised as this gentleman isn't, I'm not surprised by these arrests, but I do think that people have to stand up. And yeah,
that's what he's upset about, is that she stands up.
Well, he thinks she's an attention hog and she's only doing it for the fame and not for the principle.
The fame of being thrown in a cage, the fame surrounding being the target of the government's violence. Who wants that?
Yeah, putting yourself in harm's way like that, though, is not the best way to get your 15 minutes of fame.
I just think it's incredibly cynical on his part and incredibly ignorant.
I think that what I hear is that he's writing off the actions of all these people because he saw this one lady.
Right.
And that doesn't seem fair to me. I mean,
to write her off is unfair as well because she's busy.
Code Pink may be a sort of a liberal organization, but the very fact that some liberals are standing out and talking against a war in the time of a Democratic president, I think is amazing because most of them have disappeared.
That's right. Civil liberties and peace are two things that will agree with the so-called progressives on 100%.
Right, and you're never going to get liberty if you just marginalize one side or the other.
Her name is Medea, I believe, Medea Benjamin.
Okay, fine. But you're never going to, people will say that the libertarians are far right or something like that. Mm-hmm. Libertarians need to reach across the aisle and on the issues that they can agree with on people who are on the left, and then you're going to see some kind of motion that way. The fact is, voting for Republicans does nothing for liberty. Just take a look around at the states, people.
Right. Are you going to just throw Ron Paul out on his butt, too, because he's appeared with Ralph Nader and they've come together on things like ending the war on drugs?
Yeah.
Is that a problem in your mind?
He was with Dennis Kucinich and trying to get the United States out of Iraq.
Right. Is that a problem, too? It's just so ignorant. And it's outrageous to me that somebody would be critiqued because they care enough to do something and actually get out and get active. What are you doing, dude? I mean, is that the reason you don't want to go out and be active? Because you don't want to have an interview or something like that? That's fine. You don't have to be active in the same way as Medea Benjamin from Code Pink, who apparently is, according to the website here, according to Wikipedia, she is a co-founder. So she is one of the originals.
Yeah, apparently guy's got an eagle eye. I had no idea what he was talking
about
initially.
And I think it's awesome that the folks that were involved in creating this protest were able to get the co-founder of an organization like Code Pink behind it. That means that all the Code Pink people are likely paying close attention to this.
It's a big organization.
Yeah, and that just means more exposure.
That has mostly gone away since George Bush got out of office, and I think that's despicable. I think the worst thing about these liberal activists in Code Pink is that they're not protesting right now.
You don't know what they're doing. Do you follow their activities?
I do, and they're not doing as much as they were during the Bush administration.
Okay.
They're chaining themselves to the White House fence previously. Mm-hmm. They're not doing anything like that. Most of them are sitting on their butts now that we've got Barack Obama in there. He's going to save us from it all.
He's a good person.
He's got a peace prize.
Well, according to the Wikipedia here, they've been doing things for the last few years. So.
Yeah, they have been. I'm not saying they haven't. Yeah. But my question is, how many people? And from what I can see, what I have seen from Code Pink is that they're not doing as much as they were.
But in all fairness, Mark, too, that there were other progressive anti-war organizations besides Code Pink. Mm-hmm. So even if Code Pink is somewhat active now, there's a lot of people on the so-called left side of the aisle that have totally dropped the ball on this anti-war thing.
Right. I guess I shouldn't even be using the term Code Pink. It's some of the people that were active with Code Pink have become inactive since Barack Obama got in office.
That makes more sense because this lady's clearly active.
She's clearly active.
And she's a hero as far as I'm concerned. I'm glad she was there.
I agree.
Her arrests were some of the most outrageous. Her arrest and her partner for dancing slowly was one of the most outrageous parts of this entire thing. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.